The views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of WMEL staff, management, or advertisers.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Hello, this is Donna Anselmo. This is another beautiful Saturday in sunny Florida. As you are listening to AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. And this is Donna Anselmo, as I said before, with Bold Talk Business Radio. So Bold Talk Business Radio is the show that people listen to help them learn how to grow themselves, how to grow their business. And what we do every week is we bring in an expert who delivers some insight, strategies, tips, and tools for success. And typically we talk on Bold Talk Business Radio about very business-centered topics like finance and marketing and branding and human resources and people development. And today we're going to turn it up side down a little bit, and we have a wonderful guest named Trevor Rye. That's W-R-Y. And Trevor is a very interesting individual, which you'll come to find. He is also a hospice pastor, and he does a lot of counseling with people. And so when I met him and found out, first heard the name of his company, which is InFlow Health Systems, I thought he was into respiratory therapy. But what he does is actually very far from respiratory therapy, although it does include a breath here and there. And I am going to ask Trevor to tell us a little bit about what InFlow Health Systems is. And we're going to have that conversation. And I ask you to hang with us because there is information in this session that is not only really important to you and your family in terms of how you live your life, but also important to your business, because the discussion that Trevor's going to have with us is going to really probably motivate some change for some people in how they do things. So, Trevor, tell us a little bit about InFlow Health Systems. What is that?
Well, hi, Donna, and it's always good to talk to you. You're a walking encyclopedia of information. And InFlow Health System speaks to us on so many different levels. I created InFlow Health Systems in order to cultivate a new community. I call it a new humanity, where it invites us to live at a deeper level. It's an invitation to go within our hearts in places sometimes we don't even know are there, for us to live more joyfully, full of love, with great abundance.
And so when we're on Bold Talk Business Radio, so many of our listeners listen and they key into the abundance piece. Everybody wants the prosperity and the success piece, but they're not necessarily always connecting with the love and joy that translates and should really be permeating a business. So tell me a little bit about the senses that InFlow develops for people, and why. And let's talk a little bit about I want to talk about the InFlow process, but it might be helpful for me to ask you and really give our listeners some perspective on how did you come to this? Because I think when people hear the story, they're going to understand where we're going with it all.
And that's a great thought, is what does InFlow do for us, or what does it mean for us in business? And you think about how, from just a societal standpoint, how we're inundated with so many different thoughts about being good enough, or having to tighten up the bottom line, or to exceed, you know, last year's profits, all of those things that put us in a great strain just in the business world. InFlow, I call it a technology that searches deep within the body to bring out the things that are the real issues underneath all of that, whether it's the fear, whether it's the idea that I'm not good enough, or how am I going to maintain the energy level it takes for us to live in this kind of society, this type of culture. One of the greatest profound moments I have had, Donna, is when I was in seminary And I had just finished pastoring a church and just being with people, just accepting them right where they're at and loving the humanity of all of that. And then all of a sudden, I'm in an environment where I have to read 3,000 books per class every semester. And I loved the words in it, but yet I would look around and I would say, where is the abundance of these words, these teachings, these things within our hearts? And then I had to look inward and realize that it was the own ache in my heart that says there's got to be more than what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling. And I remember to this day where I was, where I just kind of cried out to the universe and said, show me my humanity. And it was in this place, Donna, that all of a sudden I started seeing, feeling, and hearing the cry of humanity, that ache in our hearts that says, you know, what I'm doing every day doesn't feel like it's enough. There's got to be more to what I feel about myself. There's got to be more of how I feel my heart. And sometimes words, even as great as our mystical teachings are and things like that, isn't enough. And that set me on a journey to ask a whole lot of questions in order first to feel what was going on inside of me.
So I'm going to ask you a question now, which is, I guess in a way, what came to you that day was an inspiration to see things differently, feel things differently, sense things differently. It brings a whole load of images to mind for me, one of which is the topic of medical intuitives, because I know that you're also in hospital base and in hospice care. The other is to ask the question, and I know we're going to cover a lot of ground today because our listeners are going to be with us until 3 o'clock, and we are going to have a break in the middle, but I'm sure people are going to hang in because they're going to want to know, how did this inspiration, that there was more to the words than words, that there was a real experience that needed to happen here, and that you were having a change in the sense of that. How did that change what you did from studying to practically applying what was now coming to you as an inspiration?
It was an inspiration, and it was an invitation to me. As I saw how we treat each other in relationships, what we want from each other, the expectations we put on each other. And I realized that there was something that that we can never give each other, even though we try like madness every day to fulfill. That invitation allowed me to feel me at a way deep level. It was an invitation to say, how deep do you want to go, Trevor, if you want to figure these things out? So I spent years asking those questions about myself, like where is my ache, where are my thoughts, where are my emotions? And so I had to step outside of my box from where I once was in order to find myself and to find the depth of who I am.
What I love about this conversation is that I think it speaks to everybody in the world, because I was having a conversation with my husband Peter last night and telling him that we were going to be doing this interview, and I showed him a promo card for you which says that your process is for the seeker who understands there is more. And my husband looked at this and he said, you know, I think that is the basis of humanity, is that our existence is about seeking. We all ask that question, why are we here? What kind of meaning do we find in our lives? And why is that?
And I'm asked that question every day, just in the hospice environment, not just the inflow environment. The question where people are at the end of their life, and they've asked those questions all their lives, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It doesn't matter how old you are. Those are the human questions. Why do the bad things happen to good people? Why are there people starving? Why are there wars continuously around the world? Those are the kind of questions that allow us to access that ache, like somehow we should be doing something different.
So what do you think gets in the way of doing the things that give us the supreme love and joy? And as Carl Rogers put it so many years ago in his book on becoming and in his teachings, that unconditional positive regard that we all want for ourselves, but somehow it becomes difficult to get it and give it. And why is that?
Because I way down deep, as much as we want it and as much as we ache for it, there's a part of us that doesn't believe it because of what we experience in our lives. The ways that we've encountered one another in events, the places where we feel betrayed or hurt, or leads to great disappointment. And it leads to one of the pervasive feelings we all have in our human society is, am I enough? Or did I do something wrong?
And I think that what gets at the bottom of that, as I'm listening to you speak about it, and when people are feeling betrayed or hurt, that it really creates a break of trust. And when you're not feeling that you're in a trusted environment where you can feel secure and you can feel well-regarded and or loved, when you don't have that sense that somebody else has your back, it becomes, I think, almost like a spiraling downward effect. What do you say to that?
I agree with it. When we don't have the trust, we create suspicion, we create fear, we create the idea that somehow I have to protect my back because no one else will do it. And this isn't just in our personal lives. This also goes into our business lives, because then we start writing those three-step processes or the five-step processes that say, if you follow these things, you will have success. And so when we try that, it's out of that place of just please let this be the answer to the things that are going on inside of me that will take it away.
Right. So a lot of times the processes that we learn, and I'm going to share a story of my own. I went to hear Brian Tracy speak, you know, the big sales guru, and he was very, you know, powerful in what he said and how he spoke and in his demeanor and in his presence and in his system, his process for building sales in your company. And I happen to love Brian Tracy, and I think he has a wonderful sales process. And I sat through a whole day of training with him, and I came home like rah-rah. I had my workbook, and I was going to go home, and I was going to hit the ground running. And I did maybe a day's worth of work. And the next day, I was just pulled back into my own system, my own pattern, and I didn't follow that through. And the reason that I mention it is because what happens for people, in my perspective, and also I've done a lot of work with Dr. Diane Kramer, a clinical psychologist in New York, and she developed a wonderful program called The Extraordinary Self. And when I participated in that program, which I still actually use every day of my life, what I learned is that it's the lack of integration that pulls us back into the less productive patterns, because we haven't fully assimilated a way of making our mind map around all of this so that we can stay in the space that makes us happy, content, and productive.
Well, and in some ways, Donna, you're talking about the fragmented self. There are pieces of us that are so lost to us because of our beliefs, because of the emotional holds that we have in our bodies that have built that lack of trust, that I can't trust anyone. And we've become a people that are searching for so many different types of coping skills, but yet there really hasn't been the kind of coping skill that says, how can I go so deep into my body in the places that I'm not even aware of? And that was the revelation of Inflow years ago, was here's this tool that's been given to us that allows me to safely, without judgment, without condemnation, without embarrassment, without shame, to feel the impact of how hard it is to live on earth, how hard our relationships are, how hard it is to struggle every day to just, you know, pay our bills, all of those things that fatigue our bodies, because we use so much energy to uphold those belief systems that don't serve us. And so I started sitting with people and just watching inflow, the inspiration, the invitation of inflow, just come in and go to these places, you know, searching the body systems of the individual and creating these emotional releases that people will say, I had no idea that was there.
Okay, I have two thoughts based on what you're saying. One is I'm picturing you sitting with somebody and you're talking about the inflow system, but I'm not seeing, and I'm sure people are out there listening while they're driving or sitting at home and saying, wait a minute, so what's he actually doing that's making this revelation? Talk to us a little bit about the process of inflow, and also I want to get to some of the beliefs that are not serving us well and the beliefs that we need to have in order for inflow to flow.
Every environment that I've been in, Don, in the last 15 years and beyond has allowed me to glimpse deeper aspects of what it's like to be human in humanity. One of the greatest experiences I've had in the last 8, 9, I guess going on 10 years now.
Hold that, because I just want our listeners to know that we're speaking with Trevor Rye, who is the founder of Inflow Health Systems, and you're listening to Donna Anselmo on Bold Talk Business Radio today, discussing some of the deeper issues that influence our lives and our businesses. So, Trevor?
So, once I got to hospice, it was after being in the hospital environment as a chaplain, doing chaplain work in the Air Force Reserves, and just learning to just practice what Inflow was teaching me, practicing the things that were opening up inside of me, the ability to see, feel, and hear what was going on inside the human body, the people in front of me, to see relational dynamics, family dynamics, cultural dynamics, generational dynamics, all of that stuff. So I finally get to a place in the hospice environment where I started dealing with people at the end of life, and I had the time to just sit and listen to their stories over multiple visits to create a trust, to create an awareness. One of the things that started happening, Donna, is as people were struggling to let go, to leave their bodies, was that I realized that no matter what our spiritual, religious, cultural, family beliefs are, the one thing that we all have in common is we have the need for assurance that when I leave my body, I will be okay. So the things that came up were, how do I find this peace? How do I find this assurance? And we would look back, people would look back throughout their lives. They would look at their religious teachings, their spiritual, their family, their relationships, everything they went through. And lots of times those teachings don't really give us peace. So after a while, through different experiences, I started going to a place, as people started inviting me to a place where people go when they have a hard time releasing the emotions of those experiences. And whether it was the hurt, the betrayal, the anger, the frustration, the hate, everything that they experienced inside of them that keeps us from trusting, they would go to this place. And even though the family members saw this person in the hospital bed and they couldn't talk, I would be able to go to this place with them. And I would sit there with them and I would watch them. I would just be that comforting presence where they would go through releasing the anger, the frustration, the hate, the disappointment. And they needed to go through this process so that all those emotional beliefs that were inside of them, all those emotional holds that were inside of them, needed to be released in order to see that they were incredibly loved, no matter what.
Let me ask this, as I'm picturing you sitting there with a person who is going through the death experience, also with their family, and you're bringing something to that process for them, and it seems to me that it's a very kind of quiet bringing. So is it empathy that people get from you that help them to find the words and find the comfort to move forward?
They get many things. They do get the empathy. They get the listening presence. They get the my ability to see what's going on inside of their bodies, even when they don't know how to release it, even if they don't know what's going on. So I can use my words to encourage them to find the courage to move closer to that place with inside of them. And, you know, just the presence of inflow is a great invitation. It's just there with me no matter what. It's with us. And it just provides that warm environment that says, as hard as this is for you to go to, as long as you've been running away from it or hiding from it or being blinded from it throughout your 30, 40, 50, 60 years or whatever, it's safe to do so now.
So give us a definition, and I know that it's hard to put words to this process and concept of inflow, but for our listeners who are saying, not sure that I understand what this is, because this is big. It's not, yes, it's not a simple, I know it's not like a one sentence answer. We've got 3 minutes left. So try to let our listeners get a sense for what inflow really is from a definition standpoint so that they could explain it.
The depth of inflow I call as a consciousness, because it's always with us. It's a consciousness that invites us to go so deep in our hearts, places that we haven't been able to do, whether it's our traditional counseling style, whether it's our psychology, and the limitations of words, and just our own fear and things like that. It invites us to go to those places because we have that tool. Inflow is that tool that says, I can do this. Because I know that on the other side of it, I'm a way more whole person. I'm less fragmented. As I release those emotional holds within me, it makes room for way, you know, we talk about the abundance in the body to feel love, joy, peace, happiness, and contentment. Those are the five experiences that we all want within our lives, no matter who we are. And so here we have this tool that says, I can open up the pathways, I can go through the body's pathways, and I can release those emotional holds and belief systems that keep you from experiencing that or being in that place way more often than the glimpses that we get now.
What I'm getting from what you're saying is that the body has a lot of message for us.
Yes, the body will never lie.
So talk a little bit about that. What does that mean?
Just to our listeners, I can ask one question. Like if you were to just sit there for a moment and close your eyes and take a deep breath, you know, that deep breath that allows some air to go way down deep. And you, if you were to just to listen to your body for a moment, and I would say, where is your physical pain? Some of you would say, I have a headache right now. Or boy, my neck has been bothering me. I've had this kink for years and I've seen all types of therapists and it just keeps there. Some people would say I have a tightening in my heart or I have a churning in my gut. Sometimes we like to blame that on food and sometimes that's true. But most of the time it's because we have those emotional holds, whether we've lost a child, a loved one, a divorce, whether we have stress at work, and the way we perceive all of those things, we hold those things in our bodies. Inflow knows how to release those holds in our bodies.
So can somebody actually learn how to do that?
Yes. In fact, quite simple. Oftentimes, I will just show people through every private session, every group session I do, different methods, just very simple, where you can do it no matter where you are.
So for somebody to be able to get the most out of this, Trevor Ryan, we have less than a minute left. Does a person have to be religious in order to experience this, or spiritual, or what does it take? We've got 30 seconds.
It just takes you being you. You're human. We're all in it together, and we all have physical bodies, so we know what it means to be physical.
Okay, so then I want to ask our listeners to stay with us for the next half of the show. We're going to take a break for the news and the weather and let you know what's happening outside the studio. But stay with us, Donna Anselmo on Bold Talk Business Radio, AM 1300.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Welcome back to Bold Talk Business Radio. This is Donna Anselmo on Saturday in Melbourne, Florida. Actually, we're broadcasting from Cocoa, Florida. And it is a wonderful day here. I am about to begin our second segment of the day with Trevor Rye. and that's WRY. And Trevor founded a company called Inflow Health Systems. And Inflow is basically an energy therapy that allows your body to quickly release years of emotional trauma that often leads to physical and mental health conditions. And as we were talking about earlier in the segment, Trevor was saying that the body doesn't lie. What your body is giving you signs and information about what's going on in your life, and we have to be able to listen to our body and have a sense of consciousness about what we're about. And Trevor has some very interesting thoughts, and I think that they kind of challenge us to touch our spirituality a little bit and see how our spiritual selves are influencing what we do in our lives and what we do in our business and where we end up at the end of the day, because Trevor Rye is, during the day, a hospice pastor. So, Trevor, one of the things that we had touched on in the last half of the show was the concept of love, unconditional positive self-regard and regard for others, and the love that comes to us from that spirit place or our God. Let's talk a little bit about what is the role of love in our lives and why is that important?
I want to go back to answer your question to that the place where people go when they're dying, when they have a hard time releasing the emotions that are inside of them and the thoughts or the emotions and thoughts that cause us to feel separated from that love. I call that place the I love you for real, because people who go there, and it's a great place to go, when they release those emotions, when they go through the crying, the expression of the rage, the cussing of the words, things, all of those things to get that out of their bodies, there's a transformation that happens that allows our eyes and our heart to see that love that we all search for every day, that we all ache for in every day.
So are you saying, Trevor, that when you're releasing the pain, that it's easier to see the love?
Way easier to see it, because of the way we hold on to our emotions. We hold on to, because of the hurt, because of the sense of betrayal, because of the sense that we're here on earth and it's a tough job to survive every day in this world. So in this place, once they open up their bodies, they see this love. And my experience in this place is that there are men who would never tell their wives throughout the relationship, I love you, because the intimacy was too great, because their hearts couldn't open up like that. When I sit there with them and they go through this emotional release, this transformation, the very first thing they say to me is, I love you. Men and women, doesn't matter who you are, what age, once your body releases these things, that love, the I love you, comes in there. And the only words to say to express that kind of bliss or sublime experience is I love you. No other words are needed. Nothing else.
Well, I'm loving that. I'm loving the fact that what you're talking about is that when the body can process its own emotions and free itself from the pull of emotions that pulls us really away from what this experience should be about, then they get it. Then they get to the love place, because, you know, we were at a concert, and this is actually where I met Trevor Rye. We were at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and Bernie Dorman, founder of CEO Space, was talking about, you know, how does it get any better than this? And where do we go? You know, where do we want to be in that place of positive love and regard? And I think in the end, when people get to a point of being able to get through, get out of, let go of the kind of the nasty emotions, then that flow happens.
The teaching that I got from the I love you for real mentality was because I got to experience it with these people. And I began to think, why in the world do we wait to be on our deathbed to experience this when all our bodies want to do every day throughout our lives is to experience this? So why not start teaching this stuff now? I had to get out into the community and say, let's start experiencing the I love you for real. Let's have those, let's have that come into our bodies so that we can live that abundant life early on, rather than trying to find coping skills that never get us there.
What I love about what you're working toward, Trevor, in terms of having developed this inflow process and wanting to get the process out and get the word out about it, is that it's not just about one person one day, although it is totally about one person one day, but it's also about building a community that starts thinking and transforming their own lives in a bigger way so that more people are joyful and understanding that they have unlimited healing power in their body if they understand how to use it.
And it is. Inflow Health Systems is all about creating a community based on the experience of the I love you. And it does start way down deep inside of us. And Inflow brings that ability to go down inside all of us so that we can bring in the I love you, that our bodies can be lighter, happier, that we can feel our beauty, that we can walk in joy. And that even in the hardest moments of our day, we know that we are in the I love you, that our bodies are in the I love you. And it's not based on the feeling. It's based on the knowing that that's who I am.
So if I was a person who wanted to learn this process, how do I start that? I call you and I do a private session with you, or how do I learn this?
Well, certainly I do individual sessions, and those are incredible experiences, because as people journey into their bodies and they start seeing how the emotional holds are keeping them from seeing the I love you, when they let go of those things, it doesn't matter if you've had what spiritual background you've had, what category you put yourself, religious or not religious. Those are all terms that we use just to try to make sense of us working out our heartaches. It doesn't matter who you are. Your eyes, your heart will experience that. People come off the table without words, just with wow, or I always knew it was possible, but I had no idea it was like that. Or I thought I knew what love was. I had no idea.
So people now can feel love in a different way and have it impact their lives. I want to ask you, if you were to, because this is a business talk show, Bold Talk Business Radio on AM 1300 WMEL. This is your talk show host, Donna Anselmo, with our guest today, Reverend Trevor Rye. And Trevor, when somebody is in business, and you talk to them about this, and maybe you have a concept of, well, I could really help the people in your company, but you're talking love, you know, and these people are like hard nosed. All they want to know about is, how am I going to get the next dollar in the door? You know, is this too touchy-feely for them? How does it work?
Yes, I'm often accused of touchy-feely in many ways, and it's usually because we can't conceive of the I love you for real until we experience it. So even the clients, the recipients of Inflow, will have a hard time putting words to it. They'll say, Trevor, you need to get this out and put words to it. And my response is, well, you tell me what you just experienced. And they're like, I don't have words for it. The business mentality is incredibly important in creating a community. It does start with the individual. And it does teach a deep coping skill that opens up the heart so that it's not that I have a business to survive. The culture in my heart says this business is a part of who I am. It's an expression of the fullness of who I am. It's the outward appearance of all the things that are opening up inside of me. Inflow goes to the undiscovered parts of our hearts because we close up those parts because of fear, because of the belief systems that we picked up along the way. When we start opening that up, who knows what will come out of who you are?
I think that's beautifully said. Made me think about a question for you, which is, What is the difference between saying, I love you, and having the I love you for real?
I love it.
Okay,
that's so good. Because if we were to ask our listeners about the I love, you know, what does it mean to I love, you know, to love somebody, or the I love you, we use that word every day to our spouses, to our significant other ones, to our children. And those are great experiences, and we create those cords with one another. Oftentimes those are based on conditions, based on our insecurities or our need to be loved. So many times in sessions, when we go through family, or when I go through family dynamics with someone, we have to shift that kind of dependency. The love we experience here is so much on a dependency of what will you do to fulfill my heart? What will you do to take my ache away? In that place of the I love you, there's none of that. There's not the attachments, the I will love you if you do these things for me. There's none of that. There's just that state of fullness that says, I have no needs because the needs of my heart are met. All my needs are met in that. When we sit in a place like that, everything changes.
Let's talk about some of the changes that can happen when the I love you for real begins to process, particularly in a company.
We start changing because we have a new paradigm going on inside of our bodies, inside of our hearts. Every session allows you to start rewriting your story of how you want to be, the development of what I want my life to be, how I want to live that out. It actually allows you to see those things. So whether I'm a CEO, a manager, a nurse, a clergy, a CNA, whatever it is, those kind of things, I get to start from the place of opening up my heart. I bring that new paradigm into everywhere I go. My questions are different.
And what just struck me as I was kind of trying to put myself into that place and into that space of, if I felt perfectly loved, I would feel perfectly secure. I would not worry when I'm in a business situation. I would be able probably to cope with things more, you know, cope with the stresses going on around me, because I wouldn't be questioning myself. And I think a lot of what gets in the way for people in business is their own insecurity about how things are going to turn out. And if I, for instance, if I'm a salesperson and I meet with a new client and I'm not sure what that client's really thinking of me, and I'm not sure what they're thinking about my products or services, but I have to push to sell it because I have to bring back the number to my boss, mm-hmm. then I'm maybe not feeling totally secure in who I am in that moment. So if I am feeling really secure and I'm feeling loved by that prospect or loved by my company, then I might be approaching the prospect or potential client with a totally different energy that would be a more loving energy that would probably build the relationship faster.
Very much so. When you're talking about, I'm sitting in front of a client and here are some of the beliefs that go through. Will the client like me? Did I wear the right tie? Wait, did I read my 3 steps of affirmation or business plan today in order to ensure success? Those are tough expectations in that. And so if something goes wrong, you know, we go back to our drawing board. Did I say the wrong thing? Did I forget a step in my business plan? All of those things. When we start to open up our heart, we come from a base of great confidence, great assurance, and we let ourselves create our world, not dependent on what other people think, not what we should do, but based on our hearts. Your heart will always lead you to your truth. The heart will always allow you to see your beauty. All those undiscovered places in your heart, throughout the pathways of your heart, will allow you to do what you came here to do, why you want to do it, and you do it with such a great intention. And you do it with the grace of your presence. That's automatic.
So what would our world be like, and what would our job be like, and what would our life be like, or the company we own be like, if we were to approach every day in the spirit and every encounter in the spirit of love, joy, happiness, contentment, and peace? Those are what you identify, Trevor Rye, as the five truths. Talk to me a little bit about that and talk to our listeners about those truths.
That's a great image that you're painting for us about what would our world be like as a business person, a CEO, manager, or so on. We would start to become listeners. We would start to realize that the person across the desk from me who is having a hard day is aching and human just like I am, who is having a hard time coping because they're looking for answers too. They're overwhelmed with what's going on in their lives. So we become a listener. We become a presence of love. We start being able to embrace one another in a completely different way instead of saying, what is my bottom line, even though that's important. But even when we look at statistics and saying how, you know, people call out sick all the time. You know, when we write the paycheck and we're saying, wow, look how many people called out sick. It's not just about that person calling out sick. It's when that person calls out sick because they're overwhelmed, tired, fatigued, because of corporate mentality, or just because they've seen too many patients that day, then all of a sudden other people have to pick up that slack. And then all of a sudden, when that person comes back rested, then they go off, you know, to have to rest because they're picking up the fatigue of somebody else. It's kind of a crazy cycle.
So it's interesting too, because I've observed that people kind of vibrate at the energy level of the people that they're with.
Yes, and corporations take on a mentality of that. So if my corporate mentality is, if you don't perform, you're going to lose your job, or if you don't call in, somehow you're less than. I mean, we love to throw our anxiety on one another. Anxiety loves to carry anxiety. So if I'm walking around anxious, fearful, I'm going to look to be comforted by somebody carrying that kind of pain with me. So we easily influence each other one way or the other. When we open up our hearts, we don't want to invite somebody else into anxiety because we don't have it in the same way we did. We don't have those holes that create the fear, the anxiety. We start, as a corporation, we start looking at how do I, instead of cutting healthcare or having $10 million of profit a year, but I'm not going to give my employees a raise, or I'm going to continue to, you know, find ways to cut expenses, even though running a business is extremely expensive. When I start working from the depth of within me, I start realizing how valuable we are to one another. And so I all of a sudden, as a manufacturer or an entrepreneur, an inventor, I think, you know, we start asking those questions. Where did it become okay in our society to make fake food and sell it as food? Where did we get to a place in society where it's okay to give a less quality product on the benefit of profit? We use the excuse, you know, we want to please our shareholders. We want to know that we can make more money than the other person. Sometimes that comes out of, I don't want to be homeless. I want to pay my bills. I'm just fearful of what would happen if somehow, you know, I fail, whatever that looks like.
This is Donna Anselmo at AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station, with Trevor Rye. And we're talking about the process of inflow health systems, being able to go inside to pay attention to the messages that your body is sending you, to think about the power that happens when we live according to truths of what every person really wants, which is love and joy and peace and contentment in our lives. It's a very special challenge that I think we should challenge ourselves to have, because we are really worth it, and that's why we're here. When I was in college, I remember doing a master's paper, and the title of my master's paper was The Dichotomy Between Managing for Values and Managing for Value and Managing by Values. So there's, you know, in the business world, and I had a wonderful mentor at the university at Stony Brook, at the University Hospital, the CEO, Mike Maffetone, at the time, was a wonderful man. And he used to talk about value for the hospital. Quality divided by cost equals value. And I would listen to that, and I loved him. And I knew he had to deliver monetary value to be able to keep the ball rolling at the hospital. If you're not bringing money in, if there are not fees for services, then obviously there isn't going to be a hospital for people to go to. So there's a place for that. But at the other side of it, my sense and what I wrote my paper about was, what about profit being the logical outcome of managing by values that are true to humanity? And I thought that was very, very key.
It's a wonderful key. It's like saying, how can I give a product, a service, whatever it is, out of the fullness of my heart? That's a very different mentality. We were talking about the five truths or the five experiences everyone wants. The five truths of inflow, as you were saying, love, joy, peace, happiness, and contentment. The love is with us no matter what. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. That I love you is with us no matter what. That's a resource that we can draw upon anywhere, anytime. Joy is the expression of, wow, I'm sitting in the I love you for real, and my heart is full.
I think that's a beautiful sentiment, and I'm going to go back for a moment to talk about the profit motive, because if you are a business and you are out there and you need to develop money for your company and you want to raise capital for your business, I want you to look for a book called Capital for Keeps. You can go to www.capitalforkeeps.com. The book is written by Russell Weigel, and Russell is on the air with me every last Saturday of the month, talking about what companies can do and what businesses can do to limit their litigation risk while they're raising capital. The SEC, as you've heard me mention before, I'm sure, on the show, that the SEC is there to protect investors from fraudulent offers, but there is very little information out there that really helps to protect companies from making mistakes when they're making a financial offering and soliciting funds. So think about that. Visit capitalforkeeps.com, and you can look for Russell's book and read more about that. We have just a little under 2 minutes now, and I want Trevor Rye, our guest for today and the founder of Inflow Health Systems, to have some time to tell people, if you're interested in following up this discussion and you want to know more and you want to know how you can bring more love and joy and peace and passion and contentment into your business or into your personal life, how can people reach you, Trevor Rye?
Well, first of all, there's several things I enjoy doing. One is I love to go into corporations and look at the culture of what's going on emotionally and just in every way to open up how can we work together in a way that supports one another. I love to do private sessions as well. You can call me at 321-480-8168. You can look at my website, inflowhealthsystems.com, and I'm here to support you and to teach you transforming coping skills so that you can live in love and joy and abundance.
Well, this is Donna Anselmo on AM 1300 WMEL. Happy to be part of the Talk to Me Station family every Saturday. You've been listening to Bold Talk Business Radio. If you want to know a little bit more about Bold Talk, you can reach me at www.boldmarketingsolutions.com. And if you want to reach Trevor, I'm going to repeat his phone number. It's 321-480-8168. You can go to his website, which is inflowhealthsystems.com. And you can even check them out on Facebook. So come back to visit us next week at AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. I'd like you to know we also archive our shows. So you can go to 1300 WMEL, where we stream live for the world to hear. And you can find today's show for on-demand listening if you want to recommend it to somebody, or you can come back and listen to us next week. Actually, next week we're not going to be here, and I want you to know that, because the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing. So next week you're going to have baseball in this time slot, so we'll come back in 2 weeks, which I believe is the 23rd of May, and you'll be able to hear Bold Talk Business Radio again. Thanks for listening. We love you. We're really happy that you stayed with us today. And Pete, I'll be home soon.